Almost every day this week, both chambers of the Florida legislature have taken up pension reform in one form or another. Over in the Senate, there are two separate proposals, one overhauling the Florida retirement system and another aiming to fix a troubled local pension system. But over in the House, under the direction of Bradenton Republican Representative Jim Boyd, the proposal now merges both efforts. The fix to the local pension system, which affects firefighters and police officers, has been largely a non-controversial issue. But for changes to the state's pension system, which affects government workers, first responders, and teachers, it's been exactly the opposite. And given that, Thursday's discussion centered around Boyd fending off questions from several Democrats, including Tallahassee Representative Michelle Raywinkle Vasalinda, regarding that issue.
Why has there been a decision to merge these two bills that do very different things?
The common thread here is public pension, whether it be local, municipal, or state, and it all regards public pension, so we felt the best course of action for the future of this was to combine the two bills into one.
The Florida retirement system portion of the bill has several parts, including eliminating the traditional pension plan for elected officers and senior management officials. New employees hired after July 1st of 2015 would also automatically default into the 401k-style investment plan, the less popular retirement option among current employees. The current default is the pension plan, and the bill extends the amount of time an employee under the pension plan can receive their benefits from 8 to 10 years. And Boyd says it's a money saver as well.
This narrow approach to pension reform will save taxpayers about $28 billion over 30 years.
To back those numbers, Boyd is using a study done last year by the Milliman firm, which some lawmakers like Daytona Beach Democrat Dwayne Taylor takes issue with.
That study assumed that you were going to use the language the very year that you were going to implement those changes, which was last year. So you can't use last year's study for this year. So I'm trying to understand, in the study, where did it show that you can use it this year?
But Boyd maintains that the Milliman firm itself certified those numbers would likewise hold true for this year.
I'm not the expert, and I would suggest you're not the expert. Milliman is our expert. They have said to April of 2014, we could use the study for the first year of impact for our plan that we presented today because it covered the three elements that I outlined in our plan.
Over the course of months, the pension reform proposal has gone through a series of changes. The initial plan was to eliminate the traditional pension plan for new employees and shift them into a newly created retirement option under the bill called the Cash Balance Plan, a hybrid of the pension plan and the investment plan. And it also exempted first responders like police and firefighters from the change. The Florida Department of Management Services was initially tasked with analyzing the fiscal feasibility of those changes. It was later confirmed by several top Republican lawmakers that the governor's staff had tried to delay that study, which put one of House Speaker Weatherford's biggest priorities in jeopardy. So things got a bit contentious when Boca Raton Democratic Representative Irv Slaugsburg questioned Boyd about why the legislature is even considering pension reform given that situation.
Is it possible that the governor's staff stopped told the State Department of Management Services to slow down on the analysis of this?
Boyd called the question unfair, and questioning by Slaugsburg was later cut off by Mariana Representative Marty Coley in her capacity as speaker for the moment. Thursday's discussion only teed the bill up for a vote, which could happen Friday. Meanwhile, not only are the Senate companions two separate proposals, there are still a couple of other differences between the House and Senate measures. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.